Back here on Open Line at 9:47, and we have a special guest here in studio. Joe Brooks popping by. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, we're doing great today. Glad to be here, James.
Absolutely, and always good to hear what's going on with the Salvation Army and that sort of thing. And you're here just to let us know about an event that's coming up, and I'm so glad you just happened to come by.
Well, we've been talking about this. We just found out about it. Actually got information on it last Monday, and we've been getting the word out. And so on Wednesday and Thursday of this week, Atmos Energy representatives will be at the Salvation Army. On Wednesday, the 26th, they'll be there from 10 to 6. On the 27th, Thursday, they'll be there from 9 to noon. And we'll have representatives from the Salvation Army from Kansas City will also be there to assist people in helping them take care of past due gas bills with Atmos Energy. And if they are a customer of Atmos Energy, all they need to do is come and bring their ID and bring their current gas bill showing that they live in that particular residence. Their name must be on the gas bill. And so that's basically all they need to do.
Okay. And yeah, this is definitely one of those things where, yeah, people can kind of get in over their heads with some of these bills. And, you know, it could happen to the best of us here. And it sounds like, you know, they're willing to kind of lend a hand on this sort of thing.
Yes. And I think this will be a great opportunity for folks that have kind of fallen behind to maybe get caught up and maybe get back on their feet where they're not so overwhelmed by bills all the time.
Yeah, so that's going to be here this week, right?
Yes, this is this Thursday, the 26th, Wednesday, and Thursday, the 27th. And we would just hope that anyone that within the sound of my voice here in Montgomery County come and don't have to just be from Coffeyville. This is will cover other folks from Montgomery County that they can be available to help them. So once again, this is going to happen Wednesday and Thursday of this week, the 26th and 27th. On the 26th from 10 to 6, on the 27th from 9 to noon. And we hope that you will take advantage of this opportunity. And I hope that you're listening to the Mighty 690 this morning and listen to all these good guys that are sharing the good news and maybe some of the bad news that's going on in our community. Hopefully, it's good news for you. And I just want to thank you, James, for letting me share my heart today. And we're sure thankful for this community. I might make mention, the ladies had their salad luncheon.
Yes.
And
yes.
I sat right next to three of you cohorts here from the radio station and shared with them regarding what was going on this week. And at that time, I didn't have any information yet. And so we're so glad to be able to come in and share this week.
Yeah, and what's the location one more time?
Oh, this will be at the Salvation Army on the corner of 12th and Walnut. That's 102 West 12th, right on the corner. So just come, and we will do our best to help you get caught up on your gas bills with the help of Atmos Energy.
Excellent. Well, that's great. And Joe, while I have you here, did you happen to get a final number raised from the salad luncheon? Do you know?
I don't know for sure.
Sure.
Exactly. But so I hesitate to say.
Sure. No worries. But I mean, it was well attended.
But it was very well attended. There were, I think she mentioned like there were like 200 over 255. People
who attended, great,
and so that's really good. And so it was well attended, and I'm hesitant to say,
yeah, of course,
because they really didn't give me any figure particularly. I mentioned it, and I heard something, but that wasn't concrete.
And I have to have numbers right in front of me when I'm doing that, you know. So, well, that's great,
because I don't want to say something that's out of school here this morning on it. But they were quite successful. The ladies were so pleased, and we are so thankful to the community that came out and supported and enjoyed the lunch and the fellowship together, and it was just wonderful. I was there at 11 o'clock, and the line was already to the door of the First Baptist Church there. And then when I left about 12:30 when I left, and the line was still around halfway there, and they said that the line actually reached out into the sidewalk.
Wow, yeah, yeah. There were several times where, I mean, when we got in there, we were right up against the door, so mm-hmm. that was great.
But our community is such great supporters of the Salvation Army, and we appreciate that very much. And if you need to check out the information, if maybe you heard my announcement, but maybe you forgot the time, if you care, I'm sure if you'd call 620-251-2686, we can give you the information. And if you call and there's no one there, then you call me and I'll give you the information. My number is 620-870-9261. Once again, those numbers are 620-251-2686 at the Salvation Army, and my number is 620-870-9261. And thank you, and God bless Coffeyville for being such great supporters of the Salvation Army. God bless you all. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you, Joe Brooks. You're the best. Come by anytime. All right. And with that, we are going to head up to the top of the hour here. We have news on the way here on KGGF, and, of course, another hour of Open Line to come here on the Mighty 690.